here we go.
Go.
Kicking that shit. I'm spitting that shit. Legit with that shit. Look at them tits. I'm fucking <now. laughs> Go, Layla.
No,
go, Layla.
I'm not saying that. Bree got the purple hair and the titties out. What you about to do? Let's see what she about. Huh. What you about, girl? It's going down. We ain't gonna tease you no more. It's your round. Boom.
Hey, got nothing to say. Lay in here on bullshit. Hey, I don't want to play. I can't rock. We got the background popping. We got Layla and Tariq. We finna get it. Hey.
There we go. Yeah.
She got the rapper hair on.
I know.
The rapper hair.
We heard of city girls, but we got titty girls.
Oh,
right.
Wait a minute. What's happening? Y'all get down on me in the chat room. They get down on me first. Long as y'all know.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We're here. We weren't here last week, but we're here. It's hot as hell.
It is hot.
Y'all got to turn this fan back on.
It's going to be humming in the background.
It's going to be humming in the background, but damn, Fatima be having it so hot in this office.
It's cold outside.
It's cold out. Yeah, the weather out here is real funny style.
But it's hot in here.
Yeah. But guys, I'm Tariq. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Over here, we have Miss Layla.
Hello.
How are you, Layla?
I am wonderful. Yeah, I'm good.
No, that's it? Just you wonderful girl?
Yeah, just kind of catering.
Okay.
I spent my whole weekend catering to my brothers all weekend, so.
Okay.
That's not a bad thing.
I know. I was trying to be a good sister for once.
And over here, we have Miss Bree with the colorful hair looking good.
With the lavender.
Yes.
Ooh. What's up, y'all? I'm in the building. What's good?
You from New York now?
Man, so we are in here. What y'all been doing all this week, ladies? What did y'all do last week since we weren't here?
I did go to my friend's birthday party. You know, I don't get out much, but I went to my little friend's birthday party. That's pretty much it. Just, you know, I was moving.
Where was the party?
That's it. It was at a place called the Dragonfly. It's actually really dope. I really like that spot. It's in West Hollywood, but more towards Beverly Hills.
I feel
cool.
Like I've heard of
the Dragonfly. You've probably seen it. It's like a dope, really cool lounge. So she had a birthday party. It was cool.
That's what's up. Yeah. And what did you do, Bree?
I went to a few birthday parties this week. Worked mostly. Yeah, that's all.
A lot of birthdays, it seemed like, right?
Yeah.
So what you do?
Well, I'm like, right, what the hell did you do this week?
Kicking with my child with the broke arm, you know, my kid.
He's still flipping off of shit?
Yeah, he's trying to flip with that damn arm, but he can't get it right this time.
I want to know what kind of stunt he was doing on the swing.
Just trying to jump off the spring like his brothers. You know, he tries to keep up with them, you know.
Yeah.
So
cute.
But yeah, he's fine. Everybody was asking him about Mateo. He is fine. So, you know, he's good to go. That's why we weren't here last week. I was with him at the hospital. But we're here and we're ready to chop up game. Bree, what is happening in the news out here in the streets?
Y'all, I keep having to take my hat off to this black phenomenal young woman because she is just making strides in her everyday life and her career. Miss Sierra has been accepted into Harvard Business School.
Oh, damn. Sierra be winning, don't she?
Sierra got her a good man. She got her two beautiful kids. They mortgage is probably paid up till another lifetime.
People are saying like, Sierra, could you bottle that prayer up and sell it?
No, damn.
People are saying that to her.
Like she prayed up.
Yeah.
She prayed up.
She said she prayed
for
that.
But yeah, she's been accepted into Harvard Business School. And then she, you know, released a statement saying, you know, I'm so happy this happened. But then on the flip side, it's like, okay, I'm so happy for Sierra.
Yeah.
But do y'all think they get these people passes?
Yeah, because what? Black China too, though.
Black China what?
Got accepted to the Harvard Business School.
Girl,
remember?
Really?
Lying.
I swear. We talked about this. Google
China?
It.
That's why
when I heard of Sierra, I was like, okay, now they're just giving this, and letting anybody in.
No, damn. And I honestly don't feel like it's like anybody, but I'm just like, Kim, everybody is trying to go back to school. Is like, do you get a pass because you're a celebrity, or do they give you like a honorary? We letting you in because Harvard is a hard school to get into.
Yeah,
it's online something.
See, you thinking they taking online classes?
Yeah, no,
I think everybody.
No, hilarious. I'm saying no. I think it's an online business school. I'm dead ass.
Layla ass don't know. She
I'm
like,
dead ass serious.
Layla talking about the ICDC
you
career college.
You
Does Harvard have an online course at Harvard?
I'm serious.
Lord.
But Black China did get in like a month ago, for real.
That wow. is insane.
Yeah, wow. That's why I was like, okay, now Sierra.
What? Speaking of Black China, what happened with her? Something happened where she got into a fight with a hairdresser or something? Did y'all hear about that?
What?
Yeah.
It looked me and Brie. Yeah. Tell us. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
something know. Happened. The she got into some room. Kind of physical altercation.
Really? What was this?
With her hairdresser. Something like
every
that.
Every week she...
It's always
I
something.
I can't keep up with Black China.
I don't
China.
Know. I can't.
I
not
cannot keep up with her.
Man.
But yeah, well, Sierra,
but shout out to Sierra. Shout out to
right.
her.
Big ups.
You're doing it right,
big ups to you.
Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I think you'll be kind of interested in this one, Tariq.
Okay.
Okay. Jada Pinkett. Did you guys see the Red Table Talk?
Oh, Lord. What happened?
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Jada Pinkett had a Red Table Talk with her daughter, mm-hmm. her mother, and her. And it was about having porn addictions and how porn affects relationships. And Jada Pinkett admitted that she had a very serious porn addiction prior to Will.
Oh.
Yeah, she said like she was celibate and she, you know, she was abstinent, but she was still watching so much porn. And she said she thinks she watched it because she was feeling a void of like having a connection with someone. So she was very lonely. So she would watch a lot and lot of porn.
Now, why would I like this story so damn?
I don't know.
I'm like thinking.
No, because you like her mama. So, you know, I'm saying.
Okay. Was her mama watching porn?
No, her mom says she has watched porn before.
Of course.
And then Willow jumped in and she was telling a story about how, you know, one day she was on Willow's like Tumblr or something. This is what Jada said. She was on Willow's Tumblr when she was 11 and seen a lot of pornographic pictures. Mm. And then Willow was looking at it like, no, mom, it's art. It's art. It's artistic. Because Willow says she likes artistic porn.
What the hell is artistic porn?
Artistic. Like, that's what her mom said. Jada was like, what do you mean artistic? And she was like, yeah. So yeah, they were talking about, it was a weird conversation because you're having it with your grandmother and your
right,
mom.
Right,
so
right. Like,
but they also allow her to be a free spirit. So I'm sure she said it very openly.
Yeah, she like, did. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can have that conversation with my mama about the porn. And but yeah, Jada, a little frank. Okay, yeah, Jada.
So do you watch a lot of porn?
Actually, you know what? I don't. I've never been into that. I'm dead ass.
Mm.
I'm really not into that. It's like, you know what porn is to me? It's really funny. I watch it for a joke. I'm like,
you think everything is funny though.
No, I really do. I think I'm like, it'd be so, the acting is so bad.
Yeah, but that's old porn. Like,
old porn used to be
old
like,
porn used
yeah,
to
be like, new porn don't do that.
Why? Okay, what's up with new porn? Y'all tell
new
me.
Porn, new they porn, just they right just get right to it. Right. Yeah, old porn to be like, I came to deliver a pizza. I don't have no money. Well,
oh, you can get this.
Can I pay for it with my mouth? Then the music.
Okay, that's the
porn.
That's
all
the
porn burning in the background.
That's the porn I see.
The lights get low.
Exactly.
Oh, so
exactly.
We gotta update you on the
damn.
Porn.
Damn. Yeah. Well, okay, where do you guys go for it? Pornhub?
First of all, they got
so everywhere.
Many online websites, but yeah, they just get straight to it.
Where do you go, Brie?
I'm not addicted to porn, but I do watch.
Really?
I haven't watched in a long time, but yeah.
What type of porn do you like to watch?
All kinds. Mostly black on black, though.
Right, okay. Okay,
okay. Okay.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
I would probably want to watch to see like what they're doing to like maybe I can get some ideas or something.
Mm. Nah. Sometimes. No. I don't know.
I'm trying to shut it down now.
Can you learn something from porn? You probably can.
Can you?
I mean, I improvise, so...
Yeah, I'm an improviser, but yeah.
Man, but yeah, the porn out here is for a lot of the porn, they have a lot of racial themes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's a lot of
like blacked. They got like black men and white girls and then
a lot
of
that.
Yeah, a lot of the porn is very racially themed.
Or
how do you think it is watching it with like, cause they were saying like, what about you watching it with your mate? Like, what do you think about that?
That part.
Do you do that, Tariq?
No. With all our kids, we sit there.
And Mateo sitting there right in the middle of it. Like, what they doing, Daddy?
Yeah, I know. We got kids. When you got a bunch of kids, they be waking up all times of the night. So you can't do shit.
You can't even attempt to do that.
Exactly.
Do you do that? Have you ever, like, watched porn? Now, I have done that before.
With your mate? With
That's the only time I've really ever watched it is with someone.
It's been, it's awkward to me, but unless, it's usually like they're showing me something. Like, let me show you something. That you do, that she do. Look,
wait,
you
what?
Do that. And I'm like, okay, what you need to cook? What you want a prize? Like, you think I'm supposed to be like happy because somebody else do something?
It's, that's funny.
Hilarious.
This is getting way. No.
Now your DM's about to blow the hell up.
Wait, what you do, Bri?
What you like, Bri? I do porn.
I don't like nothing. I don't do it.
Lord.
Because they were saying the expectations get set really high for the female. Because they had a couple on there.
That's very
and
true.
Yeah, her husband was addicted to porn. And she said she felt insecure because she's competing with these porn stars now. Because he's addicted. And now the bar is set like super high.
Yeah, they want you to be swinging from the chandeliers.
You know, I saw something on, I think it was MTV, one of those shows where this girl was, this white couple, she was dating a guy who does porn, but he did gay porn.
Oh, yeah,
you remember that? You remember that?
Yes.
And he was like, well, it's just acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
That was his full-time job. That was his really good money doing it.
Yeah,
he was like doing it. He's like, I'm not going
to stop. I'm dating a woman. He said he wasn't gay. He just does gay porn on film. It's acting. Ladies, could y'all date a dude who did that?
Absolutely not.
So it wouldn't.
It's a no for me. It's a 100% no. There's nothing to think about.
Mm.
Like I can't have sex with you because I'm all imagining like you with a guy. Like I can't.
Damn.
What about you, Bri?
No, never.
I'm sorry. Like that.
And it is no offense to anyone.
Yeah, no offense, but just not for me.
Mm.
Would you? Could you date a porn star if you were if you weren't married?
I probably could get away with it.
If you wasn't married, you would. This is your girl. Now we're not talking about just like a fling. We're like, this is your girl.
Yeah.
And
he's
she's
like, yes. Do you not hear
porn,
me?
And you're cool with that?
It depends.
Okay, on what?
How much money she bringing in? This
I can't stand you.
How much money she bringing home? I knew it.
What kind of money you making here?
Have you dated a stripper ever in your whole life?
I have.
Back
I have.
In the day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, back in the day. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool that you're open. Open to that. You know, you ain't judging.
Long as she ain't doing ghetto gaggers, letting white men smutter out like that. You know, doing some shit like that. I ain't cool with that. But right. I don't knock the hustle. I don't knock the game. You know, I understand people got to do what they got to do to get their paper.
So you like, get your money, girl. Just bring it on back.
Yeah, bring that on back and then see what happens.
Okay, that's cool. You're cool then.
Yes, indeed. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Let's see. I didn't have my phone with me.
Never ready.
No,
I
was ready.
Stay ready. You ain't got
to
get ready.
I was ready. This is like a weird show today because I hate to go back to the freaky stuff, but.
No, you a freaky.
Lamar Odom, he has a new book coming out.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
I'm interested.
Yeah, me too. Yes,
that's gonna be popping.
From dark to light, yep, it's coming out. And he was talking about so many different things. You know, he also had a sex addiction. He talks about that in the book, but he also talks about this prosthetic penis that
what the hell.
So he had to take a drug test for the Olympics, but he didn't know. So they wanted him to be in like the Summer Olympics or something. They're like, but you have to pass his drug test. So it's this thing. He started Googling stuff to pass drug tests, and he found this prosthetic penis. So he had his friend pee in the penis because they, you know, they're standing in the room, like off to the side. So he pulled, you know, you push the little fake penis that already has the pee in it so they can hear it, and it looks like your thing is coming out. So, yeah, he had to get a fake, and it's called, the prosthetic penis was called a gigantic black rooster.
Damn.
That's what hilarious. It was called. So is that a sign for what he got going on?
Man, this thing.
So yeah, it's an interesting book.
When is the book coming out?
You know what? I'm not sure about it. It's coming out soon. I didn't see anything online about like the exact opening date for the book, but yeah.
You know what? I honestly hope he keep that energy from when the Kardashians were shunning him and trying to make him seem like a really bad person, and he was about to spill all their business. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he was like hiding in the trees and people were following him with cameras.
Yeah.
He was like,
that.
If y'all keep following me, I'm gonna tell what's really going on. He started threatening. I hope that energy is in that book. I'm sure it's not.
Probably not.
But he said
not,
he has something to say about what was going on in that house.
In the book?
No, not in the book. I'm talking outside of the book.
But you know how them Kardashians, they're always trying to stop stuff as far as like the publisher.
I'm sure it's going to be controlled some type of way by them so they can be painted in the right light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he has something to say.
He probably seen Bruce Jenner like walking around.
Shut up, I can imagine.
It was some shit going on.
You did?
But I feel like was she out when all of that happened with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like something. He was around the Bruce era though.
Damn.
Man. Lamar was around then.
Yeah.
He was around for Kanye. He was around for Scott. So he's seen a lot.
I can imagine what that man has seen in that house.
Well, know. Man. We interested, Lamar. You want to come and talk about it? Come check us out.
Man. So, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Miss Beyonce is a business genius. And she—I don't know if it's her or Jay-Z is that's managing her career. I think they are collectively managing.
I heard she manages herself. That's what some people are saying.
The power move she made was when she performed for Uber in 2015, and the check was supposedly $6 million. She said, "No, damn. I won't take the check. Pay me in stocks. $6 million in stocks. So however much they paid or the agreement, it pans out to be $300 million now.
Damn.
For one performance.
Damn. That's gangster.
She also for Coachella took half of the $8 million that they offered her in exchange for rights to the show.
And the one on Netflix, right?
Yep. Okay. And Netflix paid her $60 million for it.
Oh, damn.
So it's just like, man, once you get to that
just
level.
Rolling around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you still got to be strategic in the way that you move. Because, like, she could have took those two checks and been like, shit, I got paid. I got broke off. But she was very, very smart about it. So,
she definitely has good business
people.
Hats
off. Okay. Okay.
Business people that are in the bid. That's why
do you think that knowledge comes from Jay being in the game in New York and.
Probably so. That probably has a lot to do with it. Yeah. You know, they got a real strong team around them.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's going to Harvard Business School right now. Like, for real.
Everybody.
Didn't Swiss Beats go there too? Yeah.
I wondered, did he, like, take some type of entrance exam? I feel like he really went through the process.
No, he took an online course. No, I'm just joking.
You keep saying that. I'm like, he did?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Keep letting you get me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, business is very important. Like,
absolutely.
It's definitely chess.
Have y'all seen that, the Netflix special yet?
Of course.
Oh, my God, so good.
Oh, I haven't even seen it yet.
It's dope.
I haven't seen
it
yet.
It's really well put together. Very, very well put together. It's everything.
What was that award show recently where Taylor Swift came out and did a similar, a bootleg version?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
They call it Mayochella?
Yeah, Mayochella.
Oh, it was for, yeah.
Was it the Billboard Awards or something? It was something. But she looked like she tried to bite off Beyonce, and it looked real weak. And
wait, what was she doing? She had a
band.
She
had the band.
The
band. Yep.
The band. The
she
exact.
Had the exact outfit. Not the exact outfit, but
a similar outfit.
No, like, no booty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a real mayonnaise version of it. It was real. and people were clowning.
Yeah. She was like, I always do these type of things. Oh, yeah, Beyonce ain't the first person to do a band, but she was the first person to do it that grand.
Yes.
So
yes,
come
indeed.
Again, sweetie.
Yes,
we
indeed.
See you.
Did y'all hear about the guy Lil Nas X who did the Old Town Road song, hit song? He has a deal with Wrangler. Wrangler gave him a deal for some jeans, and there's a lot of white country fans who are upset. They're mad.
Because he got them Wranglers on his booty.
Yeah.
So why are they mad though?
They're mad because it's like he's taking over country. I mean, he's making country music hot, and that record is hot.
I didn't
but it's
even
like,
know
why would you be mad about your genre being placed in the forefront?
Well, they don't want out. It's a black dude doing it. They took him off Billboard. He was on the country charts in Billboard, and they took him off the country charts. Yeah. They did that to Beyonce, too. Remember when she had that song, Daddy Lessons? It was going to be nominated for a country record, and they said, hell no, because they knew she was going to win.
Yep.
So they don't want no black faces on their genre, but we got the damn Post Malones
right.
and all these people doing R&B.
Right.
So
they don't want a new audience. I mean, he's introducing their music to a new audience.
No,
they don't want our new audience.
They don't want no black. They know we'll
honestly,
take over it.
And I honestly don't feel like his next song, like if he don't come with another song soon, this is going to be a one hit wonder type of situation. And I honestly don't feel like his next song is going to have anything to do with country.
I've never heard of him. Is this
his
first song?
He's just a brand new guy.
I've never heard of him.
So this is
his
first song.
I think it was a fluke that this
I was like, I've never heard it. I just thought I was out of the loop with these little kids. I was like, okay, so who is this?
Like, does he have any other rap songs?
Yeah, does he have anything?
Like, no, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think this is his first. He might be like a little underground artist, but this is his first.
And Billy Ray worked with him? That's what I'm trying to.
But I mean, the song is hot.
The song is
hot. So
they
going to jump on
whatever. What made Billy Ray work with him?
The song is hot. Okay. Yeah, just because the song is hot.
They don't care who it is. Let me on that.
Exactly.
I need some of that fire.
Yeah. And, you know, Billy Ray, what the hell he been doing?
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, he's probably waiting for that moment.
Yeah. So he's back out there in the spotlight, you know.
Being Billy Ray.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes,
that's
indeed.
Crazy.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
Okay, so I'm going to need Erykah Badu to write a book on what she's doing to men.
Yes.
Because that shit will sell so heavy. Like,
yes.
I'm serious. Like, so Common, he also is coming out with a book, and he talks about in his book how when he had the breakup with Erykah Badu, he was saying he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, and he was in a really bad haze, like just all over the place. And I want to know why every time somebody
That woman be driving niggas crazy, she got some voodoo coochie or something. Something is going on. That woman's doing what some kind of tricks
I think, I honestly feel like Erykah Badu's chakras might be so aligned that it's hard for people. I think her energy is just that big, and
she's soaking that coochie in herbal tea.
She's connected to the earth way. She's just way too aware.
Do you think it's just that though?
She's doing something sexually.
Is it just a sex thing?
Something she's doing to these dudes.
But
something
sexual, also a spiritual connection.
Yeah, some kind of sexual, spiritual energy that woman got, because she is very sexy. Erykah Badu is very sexy, very sexy woman. So. She's putting some voodoo chakras on these dudes, and you know she's turning them out. Just like with Andre 3000.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's why he started dressing all crazy after he got with her ass.
You did. Did you see how 50 made a meme out of Common though?
What did he say?
Oh, 50's so petty. He basically put a picture of Common. He was like, Common is acting like how Vivica Fox is acting towards me.
Oh, shit. He will not let Vivica Fox live.
You are so petty.
Why would he let her live her life?
He is so wrong.
And he probably had a crush on Vivica Fox for years and finally got with her.
He did. Yeah.
And now you're going to treat her bad.
He's going to flex on her.
Right. He said she was acting crazy.
He said she was acting crazy.
I mean, he was probably, dicked her down.
Yeah. You know, he was messing with Ciara, too.
But he don't have bad stuff to say about her the way he do Vivica. She probably really went crazy on him.
Man,
I forgot about them too.
Oh yeah,
she dated Bow Wow.
Yeah,
she had to go through Future. She had to go Bree. She had to go through
kiss some frogs before she got the Prince.
Okay, so there's hope for us, Bree. There's hope. But I have a question. I've been literally having this debate all weekend with my friend. Okay. So, and with a guy and a girl, because I wanted a male's opinion too, and I really want your opinion, Tariq.
Yes.
Is it a downgrade for a female in 2019 to like kind of shoot her shot? Or is that a downgrade? Because I had one dude, my brother told me, he was like, no, don't ever, you know, walk over to a guy or give him your number. He was like, because we like a chase. But on the other hand, my homeboy was like, no, sometimes dudes are scared. We don't want to go over to you. So if you come to us, so I'm getting like, what do we do?
You know what? There's subtle ways to choose dudes. And a dude who's thorough, he'll catch that. He knows how to catch it. To be honest, if you have to come up to the dude and you have to initiate everything, you're not dealing with an alpha male anyway.
Exactly.
You understand?
Gotcha.
See, the fact that a dude can step his game up and approach you in a certain way, that shows alpha male characteristics. If the dude is scared to approach, do you really want to rock with that nigga? What else are you gonna do with that dude who's scared to even just come talk to you? You want to do with a certain level of boldness to him.
Okay.
You dig? So that weeds out a lot of the sucker shit.
Thank you for saying what you said.
There
are subtle ways to tell a man you are choosing him.
Absolutely.
Never choose a man.
What would you do?
There's subtle ways.
I don't know what
it's not. It's not what you would do. It's like in the moment.
Right.
There's a catching of the eye sometimes, or you gonna walk past this person more times.
That's the thing. You walk past.
Go and put your energy next to his.
Yeah. I dated a girl a long time ago, and she kept walking past me, and I started spitting at her. And then later on, while we were in a relationship, she was like, yeah, when we met, I kept walking past your ass. she admitted it. So she was like, yeah, I was trying to get your damn attention.
Layla do the shit and try to act like she don't. What? Yeah, what you supposed to do?
Yeah.
And we go somewhere, and she walk past the same dude 99 times, walk a circle around his ass.
Throwing that ass.
Like, you don't see me looking around you.
It is. Lord.
I guess I do that a little bit.
There's ways you
could
let
be subconsciously
know.
But I'm not going to, even if I walk past him a million times, if he don't say nothing, I'm not going to be like, excuse me, your number? You know what I mean?
That's not happening.
You don't have to go
not
that
doing
way.
That
man
you know? Yeah.
Bree, what else is happening out here?
You know how Kim has been getting you hear about her getting inmates out of jail and getting them out of like life sentences and death sentences and all of this stuff. Well, the actual attorneys that are making this happen came forward.
It's some sisters.
It is two black women.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Barnett and Mi Angel. What is her last name? Mi Angel Cody.
Yeah.
They are the ones behind getting these specifically 17 inmates out of prison.
Yep.
So they're not discrediting Kim. You know, she was there financially.
Yeah, because they need, yeah, her celebrity, you know, brings a lot of attention
exactly.
to it.
Her celebrity and her and financially, she was there for them. So they said they're very grateful for working with her. You know, she's been an angel through the process. But the back end of it is has been all the two
sisters,
young women.
These
yeah.
sisters doing it. They're making it happen. So we got to give them credit. What yes. credit is due. We got to give them credit where credit is due.
We have to. And it's sad because you would not hear about them. You wouldn't. No one would hear about this if Kim didn't have her name on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of yeah. course.
That part is really sad. They're actually doing something really good, but you wouldn't hear anything about it. But she's also said that this is the first and last time she's going to speak on it. So they're not in it for the celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to speak their piece, say what they had to say, and keep it moving. You yeah. know, it was us.
Yeah, because, you know. So, We black folks get a messiah complex and, you know, start praising folks and all that. And then we neglect the black folks who are really putting in the daily work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to those sisters who's doing that. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Can you turn that fan on?
Oh, you cold now?
Me down.
Okay.
Are you cold?
There you go. There we go.
I want to talk about, I kind of want to go to this. It's Candy.
Oh, yes, honey.
Welcome to the Dungeon Tour. They performed over the weekend in New York City. So in each city, Candy said there's going to be surprises. So surprises from artists that are from that city. Mm-hmm. So there was in New York and Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
What?
Came yeah. on stage, which is super exciting, right? Now, this is a crazy twist. So she can't, you know, she's like kind of deaf. She can't yeah. hear good. She's partially deaf. And she was singing off tone, right? So she started getting booed. And then the DJ, he put on Lil Kim music.
Well, hold on. I want to play some of the parts where she's getting. She's yelling over the record. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me find the one. Wait. Here's the booing part. Wait.
Did you like the chase?
Then she started doing acapella. So they booed her off the stage, unfortunately.
Damn.
Oh, it was cool. It was hard to watch.
And then the DJ played Lil Kim after that.
You know what?
A Lil Kim song. That's Man. A stab in the back. That's cold. He could have played anything. He could have played J. Cole, anything.
But she had on a mask. And I know this was they had a little theme going on, but you couldn't see her face. And, you know, she was kind of rapping off beat. I think the fact that she had a mask on had a lot to do with it because she wasn't connecting with the audience and... People want to see you.
Yeah.
Man, it's a cold game.
It is cold.
And then Candy came out there and did some damage control. She's yeah. like, take off your mask. You guys, so you don't stop or whatever. You know, yes. She was, we love her. And, you know, but back in the day, people were saying that allegedly Jay-Z was going to pay for her to get, like, her hearing fixed or something.
Damn.
Yeah. Because they said that this has been a problem for years. Like, everybody knows about it.
Oh, damn.
She has a really bad hearing problem.
Wow, yeah.
She's, like, partially deaf for real.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear it because that, Papa, Nikki, me waste. That was her back in the day. And she like, what's up? What y'all trying to do? That's so far from what she was doing. Even if you're going to do a throwback, at least do some new songs with your new voice.
Man.
The new tone.
That's so, what I was like, who's that?
So she really got signed to Def Jam.
Damn,
huh?
You.
Oh, my God.
I had to do it.
I had to do it. Lord.
Poor Foxy. Get your boss.
We love you, Foxy. We still love you.
I love Foxy.
Man, what's Lil Kim doing? Is she still performing out here?
Damn, I think Lil Kim released a single.
Okay.
And they've been banging that shit.
Is it bomb?
I haven't heard it, but I've seen she's been like, people have been supporting her.
Yo, that's what's
I like Lil Kim. She's always been my favorite.
Her little beehive been going ham for her. So. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get past the way Lil Kim looks. That bothers me so much.
She was so She was,
yeah,
before.
She was already a good looking lady. And she didn't have to do all that stuff to herself.
You look like a cat now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't get past it. Everybody, she just reminded me of like one of the Versace people.
And I didn't know she was that small. Lil Kim is like
4'11. Yeah, she's 4'11. Yeah.
I didn't know Nicki Minaj is actually real small. She's like 5'2. Yeah, five I didn't two. Know that. Yeah. I didn't know she was that small.
Yeah, the little ones always got the biggest bite.
Because
yeah.
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's like you got to go out.
They're going to bark from down here. Right, exactly.
Man. There's some little motherfuckers out here.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj is tiny. She's like, she gained a few pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy
weight. Yeah.
Oh, with her man.
Oh, yeah, that dude she got.
Who is he?
Just some regular dude.
Some New York dude.
New York street dude. Yeah.
New York street.
Very
dude.
Well respected, though.
Yeah. They don't mess with that dude.
Really?
Man. Yeah. Man. Layla, what else is happening out? Yeah.
Cardi B had to back out of a really big memorial performance. Because she's having some liposuction complications.
Oh,
she
damn.
Just had, yeah, she just actually just had surgery like right after her daughter. She got her breast redone and she got liposuction. I was wondering how she, her stomach was. I'm like,
oh yeah, you can tell. Yeah,
she got,
yeah.
Yeah. And so the doctor told her she needs rest and she never rests. As a matter of fact, she had a show like last week and she was like, sorry y'all, I can't jiggle that hard or I'm gonna fuck up my lipo. Oh, she said that. She's so damn crazy. But yeah, so the doctor said, look, for 2 weeks you're down, go get some rest and lay down. Are you gonna
why
fuck
they
everything
just didn't
up?
Write it in her schedule, like, you know what I'm saying? If you knew you was gonna do that,
I don't know.
She just wrote it in her schedule. Now, so you don't have to be telling all that.
Speaking of Cardi B, Offset was talking about Offset the other day. He was getting into some Twitter argument with somebody.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, some dude. Some like this Republican coon. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, and Offset, he tried to be woke, but it didn't quite come off like it should have. He was talking about, this is a tweet he put up. He said, new laws is slavery. To force a rape victim to keep a child is slavery, and I'm not proud to say I'm from America. Okay, he's talking, I guess he's talking about the abortion laws,
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
The problem is, my brother misspelled slavery.
Twice.
Oh. He spelled slavery S-L-A-V-O-R-Y instead of V-E-R-Y, and he spelled it wrong twice.
What if he just wants to see if he'll catch on?
He also apologized,
yeah,
and said, oh, I wrote that out of anger.
You're mad at the school system because they failed you, my brother, and I like you, Offset, my dude. Okay, but he's trying.
It happens, yeah.
He's trying. My, you know, that we don't lift you up.
What about spell check, though?
Yeah.
When it's capitalized, it don't spell check.
It ain't spelled, yeah. Yeah.
Capitalized slavery twice.
Yeah, yeah.
He meant it.
Spell check was like this nigga.
Like, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're right. When you do it in caps, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Damn.
We got your back, though.
We got you. We get what you're trying to say, Offset. You know, we get what you're trying. Long as you're trying to be woke, that's all that matters. Anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here?
You guys heard about the Coca-Cola heir, he got caught smuggling $1.3 million worth of weed on a private jet.
Go ahead now.
No, oh, is that he's the Coca-Cola guy? I know he's a billionaire, right?
Yeah, he's the Coca-Cola heir.
I didn't know he was with Coca-Cola. I didn't
Alki
know.
Viades.
Okay.
They call him Alki.
Yeah,
David.
He does stuff with Chief Keef. I know that.
Yep. Mm. So officials found 5,000 cannabis plants on his private jet and it was worth up $1.3 million. And he also said that he is starting a new drink and that all of those plants were hemp and they're connected to a business that he started in St. Kitts is the way he tried to get out of it.
Oh, damn.
But a hemp plant and a cannabis plant, you can tell the difference.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, damn. You know.
Yeah, damn. I know.
You know.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, he wouldn't have got caught. Hemp is legal now. Well, here.
Yeah.
Nationwide is legal. I don't know about internationally, but yeah.
Wow, like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What do you do to a billionaire to get caught with that much weed?
I know.
He'll get
Ain't
out.
Nothing going to happen. Yeah,
he going to get out. Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to happen. He going to go cop some more.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Go finish doing what he was doing.
Right.
Man, anyway. speaking of that guy in Chicago, you know the guy from the show The Shy, Jason Mitchell?
Yeah.
He got fired from the show.
Yep.
They fired him from the show and they dropped him from a whole bunch of other projects, saying some type of sexual misconduct that he was engaged in.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, so they're very vague about exactly what he did.
I'm like, sexual misconduct.
Yeah, man. They're trying to blacklist the dude, basically. Just overnight, they're trying to blacklist this
but
guy.
There's no details, because I was no reading details, about that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so I was trying to find out. So I was like, I'm not going to talk about it, because I don't know what he did.
But he did. There's no details about it. They're just throwing out these little vague rumors and... If they're basically blacklisting this guy overnight. So we're trying to figure out what exactly did he do or didn't do. Maybe they tried to, you know, buck break him. They tried to do some behind the scenes stuff to him and he wasn't going for it. And they're trying to smear his name now. Hmm. But he's a very good actor. And I just started getting into the show, The Chi. Do y'all watch The Chi?
I just started watching it too.
Is it good?
It's very good. Really? It's a very good show. People have been trying to get me on that for the longest. And I'm
what is it on season 2 right now?
Is it season 2?
I think it might be season 3.
Season 2 or 3.
What are you on now? The first one?
I'm getting on season 2 now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're on, season 2 is complete. So they were working on season 3, I think.
And then he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
Damn.
He got fired.
And it's super vague. Yeah. Kind of like the Steve Harvey thing. Y'all notice that?
Yeah.
That's super vague, too.
Yeah, why they fired Steve?
He lost 2 shows.
Yes.
On NBC.
NBC, yes.
2.
Yep.
I thought that was just rumors.
No. My friend actually used to work for that show. And when I looked on her Instagram and I seen that she said, rap Steve Harvey, I was like, wait, rap for the season? Or rap for the... You know what I mean? And it's, I was like, damn, people losing all
their
jobs.
They canceled Lil Rel show, too.
They did? Oh, damn.
Yeah. But no, Steve Harvey was, he had really, really good ratings on both shows.
Oh, so you're right. You're saying it just came out of nowhere.
Nowhere. Right. This wasn't a, like, low ratings thing. This was, like, what the hell happened? And then he was on the, what's the little show with the kids?
The Little Stars. Oh, I know what you're talking
the
about.
The Big Little Stars.
Big Little Stars or whatever. Yeah. They replaced him with Melissa McCartney.
Yeah. And they,
Shut up. Yeah.
And they're talking about getting him on Family Feud now.
Yes.
They're talking about probably Michael Strahan being on there.
So what
you did to Steve Harvey?
What Steve done? All that buck dancing. Steve.
And every time they do it, though, soon as you start buck dancing.
As soon as y'all start cooning it up. Then they get you up out of there.
I know a little bit, though. I know that Steve did say he felt ambushed by the network because the network never told him that, you know, Kelly Clarkson is going to have a show in replacing Steve Harvey's show. You know that, right?
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, I said this
from American Idol.
Yes,
yeah.
This is so random.
Damn.
So they mentioned it, like, way in January, he said. But then, like, come now, they're like, oh, okay, Kelly Clarkson's doing a show. He's like, wait, what? Like, I don't know. Just didn't tell him nothing.
Yeah, a lot of black shows, they're axing these black shows. Empire, it's the last season for Empire.
Wait,
Star
what?
As well.
Yeah, Star.
Star got canceled?
What? Yep. Wait, no, Empire got canceled too?
Yeah, it's not getting renewed. It's the last, is this the last season or are they doing one more season?
One more and that's it?
I can't think of, I know it's either going to be one more or this was the last one. I know it's going to be one more. The next season is going to be the last one.
This is why we got to create. I watched an interview with Marlon Wayans, and he was saying, if I was waiting on Hollywood, I would never have a job. He said everything he's in, he wrote it, and he put it together. Everything.
Power, this is going to be their last season.
New line.
But 50's already working on.
He's working on some other projects,
But why
But
though?
I'm sure it's going to be with more hands in the pot versus it just being, you know, the people he's been working with.
Why would Power be the last season?
I don't know.
And that's a high-rated show.
It's a very good show.
This is
what's
weird.
Going on, y'all?
Yeah, what's good?
Do we see a pattern here?
Yeah, it's a pattern. We got to create our own stuff.
We got to get on cold, for real.
We got to get our own stuff.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you guys something that happened to me, please?
What happened lately?
Oh, my God. I was turning. This happened to me the other day. I was turning like this. I was always road rage. And I was behind this guy. I'm behind the guy. And the lady's trying to turn, but I'm right here. But I didn't see her. I'm in my own little world. This white guy gets out of the car. He's in front of me. And he says, hey, why don't you let her through? And I said, honestly, I said, oh my God, I didn't even see her. Because I wasn't even trying to start an argument. I was like, I didn't even see her. He was like, well, you do now, so let her in. And then I got mad. I said, if you don't even know what I can't even want to say it. It was very ignorant what I said. He got his white ass back in the car. And then you know what she did to him, the white lady?
Give to him. Thumbs up.
Hilarious. Thumbs up. Like, thank you, sir.
Hilarious.
Like, they're on cold.
They're on cold
when
big
I
time.
Seen that shit, I said, yo, we need to get on cold like that.
Big time.
Because he just got out of his car like he was about to do something to me because I didn't let this lady through.
Damn.
Damn. I was like, see, this you gotta is be getting careful too out here. Crazy.
We got to be careful out careful. Here, big time.
Yo, like, I'm so ready to, and this has nothing to do with my character or who I am as a person, but I'm so ready to go toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow if somebody feel like they want to say something.
Hell
they
yeah.
They did.
I'm so ready.
It took hell everything yeah. out of me, Tariq, but I always have to think about my son, and I can't do nothing mm-hmm. super crazy.
Of course.
I don't know if yeah. they got a gun in their car. I'm
I feel
black.
Like I'm a blackout.
You know what I yeah. mean? And yeah. I feel that's how I felt. I said, that's if I don't get like, out of here.
I pray for protection when I leave out.
Yeah.
Because I'm a blackout, and it's not going to be nice for
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah, the Sagittarius blackout ain't good.
Man. So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
How y'all feel about, okay, we everybody know about Jordan Woods and Kylie and Tristan and everybody know what happened. Yeah. How do you feel about Jordan's thing still? Because, you know, she lived with Kylie.
Yeah, I just saw someone mm-hmm. that Jordan moved into her own place. I'm like, what the
hell? But right, so how do you feel about her stuff still being there? So apparently her and Kylie still had a cordial friendship. They not besties always together, but they speak, you know. She don't have a whole lot of bad stuff to say about Jordan, but her stuff was still at Kylie's house, and mm-hmm. her sisters and her mom found out and was like snapped on Kylie.
Oh damn!
Like, get this girl shit out of here.
God,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You bogus and all this stuff. So that's why the headlines was like, oh, Jordy went and got her stuff finally and moved into her own place, and what apparently took, she's doing amazing overseas.
Mm.
She's got some killer numbers and makeup and like her lash line. She's really really popular overseas. So it's like about time, but.
Actually it's sad that it
took.
Career.
I know, but it's sad that it took for them to like throw dirt on her name for her to get to that level.
Yeah.
Other than that, she just would have been Kylie's little flunky or best friend, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Shout out to
her getting her thing.
I'm
together.
Happy. I'm sorry. I mean, I know she just realized her blackness not too long
yes,
ago.
Yes. Yeah.
But nevertheless, she won a us so good. You know, I'm happy that she's not being slandered anymore and let her go live her life. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
I want to talk about this lady out of Breeze City of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has a, she's a woman basically that teaches hair. I mean, she teaches hair to everybody, but mainly to white people and mixed people that have mixed kids because they don't know how to do black people hair.
Mm.
So she has a class where it's called How to Do Your Children's Black Hair. Did you hear about that, Bree?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw the videos and everything.
What'd you think about that?
I think, well, go ahead. I think it's smart.
It's very smart because that's a lane that nobody has ever stepped in.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a genius move. Go
and
ahead.
They struggle so hard with our hair.
And they don't want to go to the hood
exactly to
get their kids' hair done. That's why you see these little mixed kids walking around, their hair matted up on their heads.
Yeah, I do be matted up.
They're looking crazy because the parents don't want to go down. They're scared to go to the hood. And they don't know what to say or how to get the hair done. So whoever the sister is doing this, that's a genius move. She's reaching out and saying, hey, I can do this. And she's creating her own niche, her own lane.
That's very genius because honestly, you could just, it's so many natural hair videos on YouTube from just women going natural and trying to figure their way through all of it.
Yeah.
That you really could figure it out through YouTube, but but if you say, hey, I'm going to teach you one-on-one so you don't feel embarrassed and, you know, I'll teach you the ways and how moisturize and everything, how to wash, how to detangle, how to be patient with kids because this little girl sitting there crying.
Exactly.
So there is a
level. And the last
level.
Thing you want is a white woman with a hot comb.
Oh, right. Oh my God. I hope
that
not.
Kid they neck be burnt up. Yeah.
They don't.
Braids is a safe way to go.
Yeah.
If you have a black kid and you don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but that's hard too, shit. But we can, braids start with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, sisters out there, if you want to get some extra dollars, go to the suburbs and let them know that you'll teach them how to do the mixed kids' hair.
And the foster white people.
Yeah, yeah. Make money off their ass.
Yeah.
Make that money off their asses. You ding? And I tell people, you got to be creative with ways to get your money. I tell people they should go to like the UK, go to England, because they need good barbers and hairdressers out there. Big time.
Here too. Oh my gosh. Barbers out here make bank because they come from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And they make, because the barbers out here is just not good.
I hear that from so many people.
It's like they're all East Coast. You have to like bring them here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. So Bree, what else is happening out here? Layla Jr.
No, I know, right? No. So, I don't know. Rapper Tiger used to date Tristan's baby's mom. Tristan Thompson.
Oh, wow.
Who's his baby mom?
Jordan. Her name is Jordan.
Oh, her name is Jordan too?
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, shit. He Tristan liked the Jordans.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's his first child that he abandoned for Chloe.
Oh, damn. I remember that.
Damn.
So, you know how everybody talk about how, like, you need to step outside of the industry and switch it up and y'all keep recycling the same girls and all of that shit? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, is it just because we all in the same industry and we understand each other? Because it really comes full circle.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody be messing with the same clique of folks.
Yeah, it's a small circle. That's for sure.
But so, like, when you step outside of that and get you, like, just a regular chick, because somebody also posted, one of these rappers? Y'all, I can't keep up with them. It's too many of them. But, like, I just want a regular chick that don't, like, need all the likes on IG and all of this shit. They say all of this stuff about who they want. But then they go on IG and like these girls and, like, be reaching out to these type of women. But you don't want that type of woman at home.
I think some of it might have to do with, you know, the clout chasing culture. There's a certain group of girls and guys who kind of mess around with this piece of
culture.
Yeah, so these people, they kind of know they stay on code. They ain't putting everybody's business out. Whereas if you get with somebody outside of the little clique, how much of a clout chaser are they? Are they gonna you hooking up with them and then they got all your information on the gram? Are they trying to sell a story on you? So you never know what people's get down is.
But so I'm asking Layla because we have been around these type of people that, like, are literally on cold. They all do whatever they're doing, but it stays between them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awkward. It's an awkward energy around them type of people. It's like they willing to do anything and everything, but it's also like on a hush hush.
Right.
Or between them. Or if you come around us, you got to put your cell phones up. Like, I got invited to a house in the hills and they was like, you can't bring your cell phone in. I'm like, you crazy as hell. I'm not coming into your house without my phone.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can't talk about nothing that's going on here. I don't give a damn what y'all doing here.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, but, like, it's just a whole culture, but a culture of clout chasers, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
That shit is crazy that it's become its own culture.
Yeah. You got to be careful who you bring around. Remember when Chris Brown had a party at his house and the white girl just went and lied and just said, somebody pulled a gun on me. Yeah. And then they had helicopters all around the house.
Just
off this bullshit ass woman, her word, which was a lie. So you got to be careful who you bring around.
I get why people act so paranoid, though. Yeah. I get it. And it kind of gets offensive if you're around them. You like, you must really don't know me.
Yeah.
But they be trying to get to know you. That's the part. And it's like they be scared to get to know anybody else, but I ain't about none of that life and I don't appreciate nobody coming at me like that. So
That's crazy. So you wouldn't sign a confidentiality agreement to hang
with Beyonce, I would sign any NDA she asked. All the NDAs. How many you need? I'm a writer. I'm a sign.
It's probably some crazy stuff that does go. I mean,
But like what is happening? What did Tiffany talk about that Beyonce was doing that she was like, you're going to have to sign an NDA anytime you come around me now?
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing? You ain't doing that, but regular people do. Probably drink, smoke, get high. Well, whatever.
But just the fact that they're around them, then all of a sudden they can run to the media like, I'm an insider, so give me a book deal. You know what I'm saying?
So people
can kind of finesse it in a way and capitalize off of it. That's why, you make them sign them agreements. But yeah, we live in a clout chasing culture, man. People trying to come up any way they can,
especially out here. Oh my god, man!
So you got to be careful.
I'm sorry, I'm reading this story. It's so stupid.
What's that?
Oh my god! Okay, y'all know Cardi Red from
Girl.
Wait, did you hear
Carly Red?
Carly Red, that's her name. Red. Well, okay, so
the queen of the fake relationships,
right?
You watch Love & Hip Hop?
I try to watch a little bit of it. It's too fake. I can't really get into it. But go ahead, Layla.
Yeah. So they were saying that this girl named Pooh, her and her husband have like an open relationship, and that this is so stupid. And that so Carly Red had sex with her husband, and she knew it or whatever, and she said that Carly had an accident while she was having sex with her husband and she boo-booed.
What's the most disgusting part, though? Tell them the most disgusting part.
Wait, no, you tell them the most disgusting part.
The most disgusting part about all of this is that this lady kept the sheets.
Yeah, she kept the sheets.
Did not wash them and brought them to a meetup.
For evidence.
a meetup.
Yeah, you know how they have little
this
meetups
on the
on
show.
Love & Hip-Hop.
This is actually on,
this is
on
the show. Be, this is going to be on it's the show. On
this is going to be on TV.
So you're going to keep a shitty sheet for years. This was how long ago? 2000 what? Like 11 or 10?
God.
There's no, no see, this is, this is why. This
some
is
calcified
why.
Shit.
It's been marinating.
This is just gross.
There is no.
Oh my God.
Are they lying for a storyline?
Of course. Of Man. Course. I don't, I definitely probably believe the sexual stuff happened. But you gonna hold on to some sheets, shitty sheets for 10 years.
But you know what? I know, I do know Love & Hip Hop, like they, you know, even it do be real scenarios, but some of the scenarios maybe have took place like a while back and they'll say, hey, you know, could we bring this back up?
Yeah.
They do exactly that a lot.
That's true. That's true.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And B2K is going, you know, the whole cast is going to be on LA now.
Oh, were?
The whole cast of B2K.
Oh, I thought it was going to be just Raz.
Nope, they had Raz. Yeah. Marion's coming back. And
with
other
April?
I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Mona about to get some money.
She's about to get the coins. Mm-hmm. Did, I know they took Raz off the tour.
They took him off?
Yeah.
No, he just missed the show. I thought they took him off the rest of the tour.
They could have, because the tour's almost over.
Yeah. I thought they took him off the tour because he kept missing dates. He kept getting in trouble.
Is he getting high again?
I don't know. Allegedly. I don't know. But I thought they took him off the tour. I got to check.
You say he getting high again?
Man.
I mean, I think. Allegedly. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going by, you know, how somebody looks. You know, I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong, allegedly. But I'm just saying. Yeah, he looks a little, you know. He had some fun.
He's messing the bag up for everybody.
I know. And Omarion do not want that bag messed up. Do you remember when Lil Fizz and April were hanging out?
Yep.
And people were like, ooh, they spent New Year's together.
Lil Fizz and April?
Yes. Oh, that was all on Instagram, like, Happy New Year.
Oh, damn.
And then people were like, damn, Omarion, that's your baby mama. And they look like they was, ha, ha, you know. And guess what Omarion said? I ain't trying to mess up this bag. We about to go on tour right now. Do what you do.
Damn.
Yeah, he didn't care. Yeah. He was on an interview. He said, I don't care about that. I'm trying to get this bag.
Yeah.
And Mario said, fuck that. I don't care what you do. So I would respect him for that.
Exactly.
I mean, damn, what level of get over somebody do you have to be to say that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's all that money on the tour. I mean, these guys are selling out venues every damn night.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like twice.
It seemed like they start getting real messy as soon as they released saying that they were going to do the tour. Like, all of a sudden, her and Fizz was like all chummy and got to be online all the time.
So. Is that cool, though, to hang out with your...
If y'all was that close while we were together, I don't see anything wrong with it. But if it was like touch and go here and there, y'all saying hi and bye, and now y'all buddy after the fact.
Yeah.
You too bogus.
It seemed a little funny style.
Even if we was buddy before, though, I don't know if I would just be hanging out with my baby daddy's friend.
Yeah.
Why not, though? If y'all friends.
No, if we friends, but it's just like I was introduced to you by him, and I was like, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but sometimes you meet people through people for a reason, and then your friendship with the next person can be
You know what? If we were working together, had some business deals, I can hang around you. But just to be willy-nilly randomly.
Maybe they are about to get a coin together.
That's maybe.
Write a tell-all book.
Yeah, exactly. It could be. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get up out of here, guys. It's that time. What y'all doing this weekend?
Me and Bree turning up. I'm making up shit.
Lord.
I'm gonna call Layla and she gonna be like, cause I gotta do this and I gotta do that.
She be like, oh my God, Tariq. She be like, I gotta work. I be inviting her to stuff. I gotta work.
It's Memorial Day weekend though. Are you having a
barbecue? Are you serious?
I forgot. So That's right.
Wait a minute, Tariq, what you doing?
I don't know. She just reminded me it was Memorial Day weekend. I forgot too.
See, I'm a granny.
Yeah, so y'all kids is out of school on Monday, so you got to find something to do.
Oh, damn, kids out of school.
Man, that's right. That's fucked up. I might drive to Vegas or something. I don't know.
Damn. You're so random.
I might hop in the car.
Yeah, we need a babysitter.
Pick me up.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have Mateo ass at the slots with me. Come on, sit right here. Push the button, Mateo.
Push the Drake concert with me.
Anyway, Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ. Oh, wait, hold on, guys. I forgot.
Yeah.
I got a gift for you.
Yeah, uh-oh.
I forgot.
Yo.
So.
Uh-oh. What is this?
Well, this one is It's called Z-Man.
Oh, damn.
Okay. This guy sent me these books for us. Yes. So you can give it to your kids.
Thank you.
And I know you got a niece and nephew somewhere, Bree.
Z-Man.
And it's a black superhero.
Oh, my kids are going to love this.
Yes. A black superhero.
Shout out to the brother who made Z-Man by Delbert Smith.
Yes.
And Kofi Johnson, illustrated by Kofi and Doe.
Yes, black people, new black superhero.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, Jace likes it, so.
Right, oh, down. Yeah, they're going to love that.
So
yeah.
Cool. Well,
that's cute. Yeah, they're going to be fighting over this book at the house. But, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, the APX and Minx Live got a single coming out this Friday.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah.
I like that little preview.
Dope. Yeah, Your Touch.
Like, okay. The Jerry Curl thing.
Yeah, yeah, we got that 80s sound. Your Touch. You guys go to iTunes and Google Play and pre-order it now. That's Your Touch by the APX and Minx Slide. It's going to be officially released this Friday. You check that out. Bree, what's your Instagram, dear?
Bree.Arier. Follow your girl. Don't say nothing crazy. Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And y'all hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And we'll holler at you guys next week. Y'all be good.
Isn't that cute?